Night Feedings by Honeysuckle. I was deep asleep the other night when I felt something brush across my lips. I first thought my husband was kissing me, but the warm flesh touching my mouth wasn't his lips. It was the smooth glands of his penis. I felt a slight moistness at the tip and I instinctively licked. In a half-dream state, I savored the salty essence of his pre-seminal fluid on my tongue. Again, I felt the gentle pressure of the head of his penis prodding my lips. I sleepily wondered if I was only dreaming. I have often had erotic dreams about performing fellatio. Afterwards, I would awaken with a tingly, warm moistness between my legs. I finally forced my eyes open momentarily, just enough to see that his hips were next to my pillow. His erection was pointing eagerly straight at my mouth. Having confirmed that it wasn't a dream, I closed my eyes. I then parted my lips and let him slide his swollen member into my mouth. What happened next could best be described as muscle memory, since in a barely conscious state, I began to gently suckle my husband's penis. My tongue intuitively traced around the ridge of his swollen glands. Then it moved to his sensitive frenulum on the underside. I could feel his heartbeat pulsing through the veins. I continued to languidly suck his engorged member. Being half asleep, I can't say how long I lazily performed fellatio on my husband. As I drifted in and out of semi-consciousness, I obviously edged him closer and closer to climax. Eventually, my oral erotic persistence was rewarded. There was a surge of his warm semen. It squirted against my tongue in streams of liquid release. As if by an autonomous response, I swallowed his ejaculate without hesitation. Now spent and sensitive, his softening penis slowly withdrew from my mouth. For a moment, I dreamily missed its fullness between my lips. I drifted back into a sound sleep and with the taste of him still lingering on my tongue. When I awoke in the morning, the memories of the night intermingled with memories from the earlier years of our marriage. After the birth of our second child, we went through a brief period of sexual hiatus. It wasn't necessarily abstinence by choice, but more from sheer exhaustion. Our newborn required frequent breastfeeding at night to sleep. Our toddler was demanding all day long and often ended up in our bed at night. Also, my sexual desire had diminished significantly during the postpartum period. I knew in my heart that I was neglecting my husband's sexual needs, but I simply had no energy to satisfy him. One morning, I remember waking up with a bit of acrid taste in my mouth. Having had ample experience performing blowjobs, I immediately recognized it was a post-fellatio aftertaste. However, I had no recollection of going down on my husband the night before. I dismissed it, thinking I was just loopy from lack of sleep. But then a few days later, I woke with an annoying hair in my mouth. When I picked it out, I realized it was my husband's pubic hair. And again, I had the distinct taste of his semen on my breath. I finally, nervously, asked my husband about it. I explained that I was pretty sure I had sucked him off, but just couldn't remember doing it. Was there an oral sex equivalent of sleepwalking? He immediately confessed and apologized. He admitted that the baby's night feedings would often wake him, and then he'd have trouble going back to sleep. He also said that he'd struggled with lack of sexual release lately. So one night, he decided to offer himself to my mouth. He described the blowjob I gave him as phenomenal. He was very surprised that I didn't even remember doing it. I figured that I was apparently able to perform fellatio in my sleep, so some part of me must have still really wanted to please him. I promised that I would make more of an effort to tend to his aching loins. Also, If I ever passed out from exhaustion, I told him he could continue his night feedings when he needed to. Sometimes I would remember our late-night oral encounters vividly. Sometimes only vaguely. Other times, not at all. But as time passed, my sexuality gradually reblossomed. I started to take a less passive approach to performing my marital duties. Back to the present. Once my husband woke up, I looked at him knowingly. I told him that I had mysteriously woken up with a funny taste in my mouth. He grinned sheepishly and kissed me, first on the lips, next on the neck. Then he continued kissing down my body until he stopped at the edge of my panties. He looked up and said with a grin, "It's my turn now."